This episode is brought to you by Southern Elegance Candle Company, where modern values meet Southern charm. Right now, check out their fall and holiday collection with candle scents such as Caramel Latte, Fireside, Sweet Potato and Brown Sugar, and our personal favorite, Orange Spice. This scent is clothes wrapped in a citrusy orange essence that takes you all the way back to Grandma's house. This one is sure to be your favorite, just like it is ours. So be sure to visit secandleco.com and use our promo code CRUX, that's C-R-U-X, for 15% off all regularly priced items. That's secandleco.com, where they lovingly craft each scent and city combination to elicit a fond memory to whisk you to a place of pure joy.
Yo. What's going on, everybody?
What about the rap?
Spice.
Kick that shit.
Yo. Psych. Yo.
Go ahead.
I ain't got no bars, B. I told you I'm the best critic. I'm like Skip Bayless, baby. I wait on Doogie to drop some.
Let me get them eight.
Huh?
Let me get them eight real quick.
You say you own 8 bars.
Come on, for that 4 for 4, you don't owe me no money for that.
No, I said, let me get these 8 bars real quick, man.
$8 for it. I ain't got that. I got a 2 for 4. Eight.
Hey. Welcome back.
That
welcome
shit make
back.
You
welcome
down.
Back.
Special delivery.
Yeah. Welcome back. Nah, I love that shit, though. That ASAP went off on that shit.
On what? Did somebody beat for real?
Yeah, this Nas joint. Spice.
Oh yeah. Come on, man. I never heard
that like you know.
It's on the
it's a new Nas. Yeah.
No, it's on the King. The first King's Disease.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, and that one of my favorite rappers. Now. I ain't listening to none of his recent shit too.
Yeah.
Some of his best work.
Yeah. I used to listen to that shit. I played the fuck out of that last year when it came out. Ferg went off on that shit. And they said, I keep the Tommy by the belly sincere cause I'm nice.
Oh. Bars.
Yeah. Ferg hit him with that shit.
Bars.
Yeah, man. But welcome back to the Music Jones Podcast. Your boy Jones and his thing. Got my boy Doogie.
You know.
Got my other homeboy in here with me, Grant.
What's going zoned, fam?
Back one more time for the Music Jones Podcast. Came back to hang out with me again.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all remember all this information from the last episode, I'm sure. But if not, he'll give it to you again at the end of the show.
Absolutely.
But and my boy, my engineer over here wearing them down.
Hello. How are you? What do you want?
Hey. Be easy in this thing with me. Appreciate you, brother. But yeah, we missed a couple weeks, and me and my guy Doogie been keeping in touch about this Wu-Tang, the American saga. And boy, oh boy.
Everything is like a symphony. Yeah, everybody got their voice like you, Deck, you know. Sometimes.
That bitch sound like DMX.
I don't know who he sound like.
My mother, my grandfather.
But yeah, he. I don't know who the fuck he sound like, man. But I love the show, as I've said before. And we got into the last couple episodes where they, you know, just really, really, really just made me believe. I'm just like, yo, this shit is crazy. If they did that, that's some wild shit. But the way shit seemed to fall in place off. Seem to have fell in place for them boys, man. At the time it was going on, cause I couldn't imagine, like, they had all these deals on the table. You know what I'm saying? And RZA, he was like, he turned down Def Jam. He turned down Def Jam and was it Elektra? Aristotle.
He signed with Elektra.
He signed ODB with Elektra. I'm talking about before them.
Yeah, the groups.
Oh, he signed on Elektra and
Elektra and Def Jam, and they signed with Live.
Mm-hmm. Right. But they didn't want to give him full rights.
You know, and that's the thing. Back then, for him to know to do that.
I think he figured he got to. For nine motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. We got to do what's best for.
Yeah. You know, but for him to know that shit.
I can't fuck this up for nine motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
And then for him to set it up for them to basically, Wu-Tang is their own company.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like there was a group. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Divine got a lot to do with that shit, too, because I watched the documentary, which he don't fuck with none of them, but Divine got had a lot.
Oh, he don't?
No.
Nah, them boys fell out.
They sued each other and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But shit, he want his money back, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow. Divine, but that's so the other guy, Power. He still mess with them? Because I know he was in Belly.
Yeah, he was in Belly. I don't know if he still know. I know Divine don't. Like, they feel like, it's a video, like, on YouTube, you see he's sitting, like, in front of a boat and shit, and he telling the story how he don't really fuck with him. And
even his brother?
Assume, I think him and RZA might be on good terms now.
I think they are now. But you know, for a minute, that shit was rocking.
So,
he was the executive producer, all that shit, so I'm pretty sure he got the bulk of the shit and damn. You know, but.
Oh, and everybody else tried to sue him.
They don't sue the RZA. Like, they don't put lawsuits on the RZA. Some of the niggas in the group.
Yeah.
But seem like they kind of cool now.
They cool.
They
are.
But that's.
They did a documentary shit, but the only person that was You Got.
You Got. I don't think. Now, he did Drink Champs with Meth and
a couple of. He did Vlad TV smashing RZA too.
Yeah. But,
You Got?
Yeah. But you can't be, you can't really be mad at the RZA for that. Or. I don't know. But they bombarded the fucking Jack the Rapper shit in Atlanta. That was some fly shit. Boys got some stockings, covered their faces, pushed the fucking host off the fucking
and
stage.
Dropped that Wu-Tang Clan out the fuck with
them.
Yeah,
right, nigga. Like,
Tiger style.
Yeah. Like, Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. So they completed the album. The last show came on Wednesday. Album in, Meth signed with Def Jam. Dirty signed with Elektra. He wanted to sign with Def Jam. He jumped on RZA's ass about that shit, yo. Beat RZA's ass about that shit.
But RZA should have talked to him.
But
Dirty's gonna make a bad decision.
He was gonna fuck up because Def Jam was gonna do something. Was gonna fuck him over.
Def Jam wasn't
good. The deal that he got him. He got him the deal that was best for him because the music was going back to him in 20 years.
But check this out though. Yeah. If my dream is to sign with Rockefeller.
Yeah,
and Cash Money is offering me more money or whatever. It's my dream to sign with Rockefeller.
Yeah,
at least like Diggy say, at least talk to me about it. Yeah. It's a reason why I want to sign. Yeah. It was a reason why he wanted to sign with Def Jam.
Yeah, he should have talked to him about it.
And how Dirty, like, even like outside of the show, how Dirty seemed like he really wanted about the money and all that kind of stuff. So for him to really want to be signed to Def Jam, that really meant something to him besides the money part.
Yeah, it was the rap shit. And he always said he always wanted to be signed to Def Jam. So, you know what I'm saying? I understood it. But RZA was doing everything in good intention.
He had the business mind. Yeah. Like you say, good intention. He had the business
but
mind.
But he ain't that sentimental shit.
Yeah,
he
sometimes you got to take that into consideration.
Yeah, you got to take that into consideration. But Dirty goddamn beat RZA's ass, man. Like, for real, for looking out for his future.
You can't win a fight with somebody passionate about something. You
that nigga said, man, fuck my future. The fuck you think about my grandkids for, nigga?
Yeah.
Like, real. I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, then he went to fucking, and like, in that city, they got Dirty looking like he's the fucking spokesman. Whenever they go somewhere, they get ready to perform, this nigga grabbed the mic and he get the crowd attention.
Yeah. Wu-Tang Forever sound like herpes.
He get the attention. That nigga said Wu-Tang Forever like herpes. Fucking herpes, yo. Like
niggas
real
was like,
shit.
What?
Yeah. Like that was some wild shit. But shit, that shit.
Attention.
Yeah, that shit forever.
Nigga say y'all an Asiatic black man.
Yeah.
Say the white people from the Caucasus Mountains. Yeah. Say what nigga say. He say, I say all that to say. I love white people. We love black people.
Yeah.
Dirty fool. Yeah. Hurt the folks' feelings.
Straight
feeling
up, man. But that was his personality. Like, that just, and he did that shit in public. He did on the Grammys.
Was it the Grammys or the?
Wu-Tang's for the Children.
I bought this suit.
That was MTV Awards, wasn't it?
No, it might have been the American Music Awards.
Music Awards.
It was some big time shit.
I mean, that suit was hard. The burgundy.
The burgundy shit.
With the scarf.
Yeah.
What he said?
Wu-Tang is for the children. I like Puffy children. And all of them, but Wu-Tang is for the children. Wu-Tang I bought this suit. I just remember that part. I bought this suit.
Yeah, like he flipped out of
he was clean. Matter of fact.
And Rakim is coming to the island, Shane.
Yeah.
Yo, that nigga played the hell out of that role.
And the relationship between Ghostface and Raekwon is fucking like man, this. That shit so crazy, bruh, yo.
I would have never guessed.
I'd have never.
When Ghostface made a diss song back to Killer Hill, that no more Mr. Nice Guy. That nigga like, yo, D Lover put out a tape on his own, Sean. Fin from the staple, the nigga. Yeah. Fuck you.
Hey man, listen.
No, the
boys realized we're from fucking trying to kill each other.
You think that's a real song?
Yeah.
I don't know. They go dirty.
Puffy is good, but Wu-Tang is the best, okay? I want y'all to know that this is ODB and I love you all. Peace.
That's all he wanted to say. He's what get up and say what he wanted to say, man. ODB is for the children. For the children, yeah. Man. And we the best.
Boy, Dirty said, I got burnt by gonorrhea.
Yeah.
Fuck, I ain't afraid to say it.
Fuck it, I got burnt by gonorrhea twice.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Well, was that on that MTV thing? Yeah. When he was riding around, he was in the limo. Uh-huh. He went to get it up.
Yeah. How about the limo to get something?
Food stamp.
Food stamps. Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pull up at the food stamp place.
Dirty say he said if he come out and be somebody different than who everybody know him for, and he like, then they ain't gonna fuck with, cause they fuck mm-hmm. with him now cause he dirty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was him though, man. Love that dude, man.
Then he changed his name to
Dirt McGirt.
Big Baby Jesus.
Big Baby Jesus.
Osiris. Osiris. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the Osiris.
That's one of the Egyptian. Yeah, that's one of the Egyptian.
One
guys.
Man army, a son. I never knew he was talking about that. And that mm-hmm. could have, that was the next line with the same thing we were saying that never been touched. Yeah. But I never knew that was his name yeah. all them years rapping
yeah.
that.
Me either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That shit I ain't never, I'm discovering watching this show.
Yeah, he got that shit, he got that shit from a fucking karate movie.
Yeah. Oh.
He was watching the movie fucking yep. with that girl when he was going through the beef with the baby daddy.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So
yeah.
he saw that shit when he went down there to holler at,
I think Jizzle got his name, A-Son.
Yeah.
I like how they kind of, like, the kind of stuff that I do remember about, like, the group or whatever, I like how they bring it out, kind of like with them making the logo.
Yeah.
And it was a guy that was, like, he didn't get paid for the logo like he did it for
he only charged him $450 or something.
Something like that, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah. I like how they put that in. But then, yeah. like y'all was talking about, like, what's going on now with, like, the record contracts, mm-hmm. how all of them were separated. And it was like, yeah. that was nothing that ain't never been done before.
Yeah.
So I like yeah. how they doing that.
And, because like we said, Meth signed with Def Jam, and Dirt told that nigga, man, my first fucking album cover gonna be me on a fucking food stamp card, nigga. My picture gonna be on that
and
shit.
And it was, too.
And it fucking was. Yeah. Real shit.
Did he do more than one album?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did more than one.
Uh-huh. Then when they was at Jack the Rapper, Raekwon, they was walking through, and Outkast was there. And they were standing out there by a cop.
And Dre
stopped and talked to Raekwon. And he was like, Ray was like, yo, I need to get on some of that
and
shit.
And they put him on Skip on the bar.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
I don't like who they had to play Dre, though, because that nigga was look extra tall.
Yeah, Dre ain't that tall, but you know.
Common denominator, the nigga numerator.
Never know
who the hater. Niggas cater to your ego.
I'm sorry, like Atari.
The cousin to Calico.
Fish in Puerto Rico back on the street like Chico.
Yeah,
bars. He large.
He got a lack in the garage.
Ain't nobody. That the best.
Few parts here and there, I declare hard, my lord.
One at Clark, one at Spellman.
Both know each other and it's cool.
You can tell we step off in the party, nigga, jump for joy.
A lot of wild niggas saying they gonna jump the bar.
But yeah, man, that was pretty much the meeting that probably set up that song.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that's the only thing I can remember them being on together. You know what I'm saying? I can't remember.
Cause I don't remember Dre and them being on no Wu-Tang mm-hmm. albums.
I can't.
That was ultra shocking though to see Raekwon on Aquemini.
Yeah, it was.
Hit this Henny.
Yeah.
Shaolin. Oh, they say from Shaolin.
Y'all better know that.
Y'all better know that.
Shaolin E. Pond.
Do some old bushes, shit head, mind, space tangling shit, man.
Yeah, man.
It was funny to hear them niggas going back and forth. Big boy with his little country accent. Uh-huh.
That Jack the Rapper shit, though, that scene was crazy, man. The boys bombed. I'm talking, they took over the fucking stage, mm-hmm. man.
Pushed the promoter off that bitch.
Pushed the promoter off that bitch. Yeah, and perform Wu-Tang Clan Ain't Nothing to Fuck With.
And Dirty got on the mic and said something before that.
Said
bitch.
Some wild shit before he did that, right? So the series, episode 10 came on Wednesday. So it ended with a question that Charlamagne asked fucking RZA on The Breakfast Club. Was they gonna put the flood scene in the fucking show? Charlamagne asked.
Oh, Charlamagne asked him that.
Yeah, when he was on The Breakfast Club.
I didn't know that.
And he didn't say, he was like, we gonna try to get to it.
He knew, he just didn't want to spill the beans.
Yeah, he knew already. Shit, it was already out. He was just on The Breakfast Club like a month ago.
Okay.
Yeah. We gonna pay some bills real quick. Oh.
Ain't no bills.
Oh, I ain't got no bills to pay. Word. But yeah.
Trick Daddy.
Yeah, man. But the show dope, man.
Yeah, like, I love the show.
I love the concept. I love how they dig into these characters.
And they but I know I'm spoiling it for some people probably. But I'm sorry. The last episode of season 2. Everybody, you know, they getting money now, they doing better. So RZA buys a little townhouse, I think, a little brownstone, maybe, I don't know what it was. But it was a new spot and had a basement. He had all the music shit set up in the basement. So him and his girl came to visit him from Ohio. So they laying in the crib and she said something don't smell right. So right after she said that, bah, he heard some shit. Ran downstairs, basement fucking flooded.
Cause it was, when she pulled up, it was raining. It was pouring down raining.
Yeah, so whole basement floods. He's like, yo, all my shit in here. So he ran down in the fucking water and grabbed everything he could. So as he's grabbing these floppies, you can see the ones, cause he had already had all the fucking floppies.
All the albums, yeah.
He had all that. He had fucking Iron Man.
Yep.
He had Inspector Deck, shit was unknown.
Tical.
He had Tical. He had Old Genius, Liquid Swords. He had Old Dirty, Return to the 36 Chambers, and he had Raekwon, Only Built for Cuban Links.
Yeah.
So when he went down there, he grabbed everything he could. He grabbed all the floppies. So now we're going to have to wait till next season to see if he could recoup that music, because he said in the interview with Charlamagne that Deck album got lost in the flood. That's why Deck first album, no, I don't think it really came. I think he was the only one that didn't come out, if you think back.
Yeah. And you got
the two. Like them was the only two that didn't come out. But he had all them shits already ready when fucking End of the 36 Chambers was just finished.
But you know what though? Like during all of the scenes when he was like doing that, he would always write songs on the floppies and all of that.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, there's got to be a better way to save your shit than that.
That was all he had.
And
Premier said it too. So you know what I'm saying?
I would have made two copies. Like,
so you like, but and that was the watch. But he, so I'm thinking he got all of them except Deck shit, because
it
if you think
Dookie
because
on
if
it.
You because if you think about it, yeah, because a pipe buzz and shit, yeah. So
damn,
because Genius came out in '95, Raekwon came out in '95, Liquid Swords and Only Built came out in '95. 96 is where we're going to end up in a few minutes. Iron Man came out. Iron Man and ODB.
So it's over?
ODB.
Season over?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I need one more.
This is the end
of
the
season.
Well,
you know, I can't concentrate on too much more goddamn TV. All these goddamn shows.
You know they only doing 10
Insecure,
shows. You know they only do 10
all
shows.
All of this shit.
Yeah, you know they only do 10 shows. So, yeah, this was it. So the flood, like, he got all them back because, like we said, all them came out. Genius, Ghostface. Genius, Raekwon, Ghostface, ODB, then Ghostface. No, I'm sorry. Method Man was first. Tical came out first.
That was 95.
Yeah, Tical came out, then Liquid Swords, then, Raekwon, then Liquid Swords. Only Built, Liquid Swords, ODB. All of them came out in that span. So think about it. They coming off the success of End of the 36 Chambers, and all these boys put out solo joints right after that. Then Ghostface dropped in 96. Then they came back in 97, 98, and did the double album. Did the Wu-Tang Forever shit. So that's a fucking 5-year span that they was pumping shit like crazy, because right after then, after that, Method Man dropped another album, but in the midst of that, they did the show, him and the High High shit. He got so big with Redman.
They did.
He had all other shit going on. So him and Red.
When did Blackout come out?
99.
Okay.
Came out 99. But yeah, them boys had that going, so RZA set them niggas up, and I guess he was able to recruit. We're going to have to wait and see until next season. If he was able to get them songs, like if he just remembered what he had on him.
I'm sure.
And the way I feel like he did the music, he remembered what he had for who he had it for. Like he remembered exactly what beats he had and who he had them for. Yeah. Because he didn't miss. Mm-mm. All them niggas shits was hard. He ain't missed not one time with them boys. Liquid Swords. ODB shit so fucking hard. And ODB climbed through the whole fucking album.
He damn sure did.
You know what I'm saying? That nigga, but he can rap.
Yeah, baby girl, because they playing awesome.
Yeah,
that nigga,
that shit. That right. That nigga did, like, that was him, man. But yeah, so if you hadn't checked that series out, check it out, man. That shit dope. You can watch the whole thing at one time. Now, I'll probably go back and watch the whole thing. I'm gonna try to just sit there and watch it all just back to back to back.
What about when that nigga Rob Power family and then he talking about your son's a fucking bum?
Yeah, man.
Like Power, boy.
But Power got, you know, him and his pops getting a better relationship because his daddy see that he trying to clean up his shit, trying not to be in the street. And his pops, you know what I'm saying? Pops love that shit. Dog, this nigga here.
One man, yeah, this man, son.
So his shit came out. His shit had to come out in 95. It had to.
What? And tell me old DB went with anybody else when this song came
out. I'm a one man army A song. Looking out.
I keep MCs.
Looking out.
I drop signs like Cosby dropping
babies. 95. Yeah, it had to come out.
That's what my best thing about the Woo. Like, I ain't knew it back then as much, but now that me being older and knowing about religion. Man, like they just uplifting the black man, bro.
Yeah,
like,
that shit came out.
I ain't understood nothing they was talking
not
about.
Not then, you know, I was just, I even knew Word is Bond was a 5% term. Me either. You know, like,
yeah.
What they preaching ain't nothing bad for black people.
Mm-mm. Nothing whatsoever.
You know?
It's very positive.
They have knowledge of self. If you know who you is and where we came from, elevate, and you didn't think we was come from slaves, like, it was shit before that, no?
I wonder is that why they ain't really like Jay like that? Like, I know Ghostface did. He was like kind of dissing.
I know that's why Nas and Ray bonded so well.
Why they did?
Because
they was kind of talking about the same
no,
stuff.
No, they was. Nas' dad, Oladar, was a 5%. They grew up 5%. You know, they from Queens. I think it started in Harlem, but you know, pretty much that era in New York.
Yeah,
you know, that was a way 5% more like a gang back then. It was like a way to be a 5%er back then.
Yeah. I wonder did they diss Puffy like that back then?
They didn't really, you know.
They ain't really fuck with
you know. They ain't
really. They ain't
uplifting the black first.
Great. They ain't fuck with. They ain't. Them boys ain't really like Big.
They ain't uplifting the black.
They ain't like Big either. Know?
They ain't really fuck with Big.
At least for the most part, Wu Tang always came like with a big. Damn. Yeah. You know?
But a bit Nas shit.
Yeah.
I figure they ain't really. You know what I'm saying? I say them people because they was kind of more flashy with it. You know what I'm saying?
And I'll go back, like I said, but it's crazy now because. You look at it, niggas like Jay-Z and motherfucker like that done converted to 5% or nothing.
Yeah,
you know, he talking about chasing Yaku back in the grave and he wearing the chains and shit, you know?
Yeah.
But I guess you got to give people like, some people like change and grow and all that kind of stuff. So.
But that's why I said I fought with Weezy more, because me being grown, like, damn, them niggas was putting us on. Like,
and they was 19 years old.
That's why I fought with Andre 3000 a lot, because he was even putting us on, you know, the shit. Like, you know, even though it was in a weird kind of way, but he was like, you know, niggas aliens, everywhere. Black people, goddamn kings and queens.
Yeah, shoulder pads at the gas station.
That made it possible for us to have Young Thugs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. True. But yeah, this shit, ODB came out. He was the second fucking one to come out, because Method Man came out in 94 and ODB came out in March 95. Raekwon came out August 95. So the rest of them niggas came out in 96. Liquid Swords came out in 96.
They put him out in the order of their hotness, you know, because the labels was wanting Meth and they wanted Dirty because they know he was going to be entertained.
Yeah, but
Ghost and
Ray. But what I want to know is, I wonder if they was if the Wu if the group was getting money off their solo shit too.
No.
No.
Okay.
It was
that
one time.
Make sense.
It was something Ghostface and Method Man, was it the show? It was some documentary and it was like you could tell Ghostface was kind of, I don't want to say hating, but he was like talking shit. Like, yeah, you doing all that fucking shit.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, you doing it now. And Meth was like, kind of little boy, Meth or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But,
yeah.
But see, Ghostface wasn't shit to play with, as I'm saying from this show. Like,
yeah.
That bitch with the boogeyman, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Raekwon was more like a trapper like type nigga. Yeah. Yeah. Chef, he cooked that goddamn workout.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, that's wrong, how he got his name.
Ghostface, that bitch coming to rob you.
Cook the fuck out that crack.
Shit.
What was the reason why Ghostface had on the mask in the video? What he was like, they ain't really talked about it in the show.
I was wondering that myself.
I don't know.
But it was one video, I don't know if it was for Tekken Neck or something like that, and he had
that's
a mask
a,
on.
No, it's the Mystery Chess Box.
Yeah, that one.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't it something like he had some charges up against him or something? But
possibly. They ain't say nothing about it.
But they ain't bought it. Yeah, they didn't bring it up on the show.
Nah, that's a good question, though. Yeah. I mean, because he damn sure, you know, he did it.
Ghostface, two little brothers, the best character. Well, the one brother that can talk.
Yeah,
one
that
of the best characters
shit
on the show.
Yeah, that nigga funny as shit.
He said, yo, that shit is fire.
Everybody like that, though.
I'm telling you, he good for the show,
when
man.
When a nigga said, so perfect. When you gonna tell Bobby you're fucking his sister?
I wonder, did the other one, did he pass? Because remember, it was a scene where he had like some issues.
I don't know. Like, that's the last episode.
Okay.
Yeah. Because Ghost didn't, he didn't want to go to the shit.
Yeah. Go
and
to the
point.
Yeah,
he didn't want to go.
Yeah.
Joe ass
yeah,
on
you got to get the fuck on.
Good ass dope.
But yeah,
show,
man, that shit, man. And one of the discs that he did get out of the flood before he just gave up on the rest of the shit was the Iron Man joint.
Mm-hmm.
Which turned 25 years old this week. Yeah, so Ghostface celebrating this.
That had all
his
I
25th
got
anniversary. Shit, yeah. Yeah, yeah, this was
when they had on the little jackets on the front cover.
This one, it was Ghostface Killah featuring Raekwon and Capadonna. Iron Man. You know
So they ain't introduced Capadonna yet.
No, but Capadonna wasn't in the Wu.
He wasn't in the Wu.
Divine met Capadonna in jail.
Yeah,
I was about to say because he was fighting, spitting on those bars.
Yeah, and he,
but there was Ops in jail. But
and he just invited him
to the video shoot.
Yeah, to the video shoot.
Oh, that's who that was.
Yeah,
Capadonna.
That's who that is.
He looked nothing like Capadonna.
No, he don't. But remember when they was in jail. He was on the phone and shit. Like Park Hill. Remember when Divine was in there getting beat up?
Yeah.
He was rapping names. I'm too ill.
I represent Park Hill.
Right? That was in season one.
Yeah.
They was on goddamn Divine ass.
On a $20 bill.
Yeah.
They was on Divine ass.
Yeah. It's fucking with him bad.
What did it say? Brooklyn in the house.
I don't know.
I guess that'd be like Florence. I guess that'd be like, look, Florence.
Daytona 500.
Going to jail and
is one of my favorite. It's, you know, it's the. Like, that beat just so fucking different, man. Like, the shit Rizzo was on, man. He was just on some different shit.
Feel that? Did I want you on this part, Dirty? Do you love her? Sha? Go right here. This last part is definitely the most.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I need you.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Nobody ever needed you, guys. You got any hard verses?
You got on the last shit he snapped on. Remember he said, man, I ain't going nowhere. And he came in there, raw, I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, yeah.
That bitch snapped, boy. I said, you got killed.
He did.
He like the emancipation proclamation.
You got to be his
hottest. They talking about that shit then, taking him back to the Caucasus Mountain. And they putting you on themselves then.
Yeah.
Yeah. How Yaku took the albino race, you know.
Nah.
They're putting us on
this, the one thing about Rizzo that I love is the movie skits and shit that these boys use. The karate from the karate shit to the blaxploitations to, you know what I'm saying? Like the intros to this song, like this shit I think it's
like a motherless child.
Yeah, this shit was on
Iron Man.
I'm gonna go back and listen
this
to this
Iron
shit,
Man.
Bro.
Yeah, this on Iron Man, but the song was on Sunset Park too. No, it wasn't this one. Yeah, it was this one or either All That I Got Is You. All it was one of you. Them. One of them on the sound, on the Sunset Park soundtrack. Yeah. Yeah.
I remember my cousin was in the military. He had seen the Wu-Tang VHS Kung Fu movies.
Yeah.
South Carolina.
Yeah.
And that's when I finally heard all the movies.
That's it. That's it.
All the skits. Yeah.
I still got one of your Blu-rays too, man. 8-pole.
Really?
Yeah.
What you got?
8-pole diagram.
See? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'll return that. I mean, shit sure. like that, you know. I just want to make sure you, because shit like that, like they, we, it's hard to find shit like that.
Yeah. I was trying to think what I got to play a Blu-ray, but I guess my PlayStation.
Yeah, your PlayStation. Yeah.
With that, all that I got, the verse and that, I think it's the first verse or whatever. Like, I'm not a writer. We had to, you know, do some creative writing in high school.
Yeah.
So, I knew that verse. I wrote that verse, but after I sent that in as a poem, the teacher was like very gentle with me. She thought I had lived in the roughest of areas.
Oh my God.
This dude.
I'm telling you, one shit with John John, he peed me.
Two brothers with muscular dystrophy.
Oh my God. Brandon's going through it.
Yeah, he's
and he still has decent grades. They aren't the best grades, but yeah. He gets by.
Well, you stupid as shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You think she knew that?
Nah, she still
she probably didn't know.
She don't listen to no goddamn Ghostface, man.
No. Not at all.
Man, our teachers was old when we was in school.
Yeah.
What Wu-Tang song is
Mr. Shadowboxer.
No. That's
What happened to that for?
That's off Raekwon shit. That's off.
Oh, we talking about the incarcerate? I'm not. No.
No.
The woman Scarface sound a sample.
Oh yeah, with
like, knowledge.
You
be saying
criminology.
Yeah,
criminology.
Hey, some niggas, son.
Yeah, criminology.
You fucking monkey.
Bro, look.
Yeah, criminology.
Who the fuck you think you talking?
I think though. Yeah. I don't know if y'all agree
Scarface
though.
Gotta
but
be most
out of all the Wu, and we on the Wu, that Purple take the best Wu Tang album.
Yeah, I mean,
period.
Yeah, it. I mean, as a total project, I would probably
period.
Say yeah.
Like individual ghost killed
you,
that
you would put
shit.
Yeah, you would put purpose.
But like
up,
shit,
yeah,
like yeah. That wildflower, yeah. That wildflower off
yeah.
Here.
Yeah,
that wildflower dog. That's one of the wildest songs.
That's the one with the, by the DV, the best of violence.
No, the wildflower. Well, dude, he talking to the chick.
That's on.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on Iron Man.
On Iron Man.
Yeah.
Threw it, put it on the washing machine, threw it on spin. If you pussy dry, spit on my dick and put it in.
Yeah, I'm
this show
listen, this is 96. Yeah.
This show is making them back relevant.
But I think the intro might be
like
one of the coldest shit ever.
Oh, God. It got me wanting to go back and look. I know their streams are going out the roof since.
It got to be.
Should have.
I definitely meant streaming.
Check the intro out.
You gotta leave. Where you going, sugar?
It's one of the moves.
Been take care.
Oh, shit.
Shit, that's my man.
Better go talk to him.
Better talk to him.
the least hardest nigga ever playing this part. You ever watch Glenn Turman?
Yeah,
what's his name? He played in a different world.
Yeah.
With your way,
Colonel
Taylor.
Colonel Taylor. You about to call him Colonel something.
Yeah, I was.
That nigga said, I'm gonna cut you every which way, but loose.
Check Ghost face out, yo. Check Ghost out.
The fuck's your friend? Yeah, you stink hoe. Only grab my Kango.
Very positive black music.
For the kids.
It's not
like
the shit.
It took place late night on February 17th. Hands like ink. My face on her magazine.
This one of the coldest songs on that motherfucker to me. He went the fuck off on this shit, yo.
When I was on tour, you went to work.
Hit him, Grant.
Had a nigga dick in the dirt.
You couldn't wait just
to kidnap the bait of my sperm. Where you at, hoe?
That's all you ever said to me. Yo.
I was in the fifth grade.
You
get a
rovery. You crab bitches.
Chicken head hoe.
Oh, that's this one. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's this y'all favorite Wu-Tang song, this one right here?
No.
Oh, okay.
I can't say which one.
I just said that's
some
wild shit.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, yeah, like the lyrics in that motherfucking 96, nigga, that's wild shit.
Do me a favor. See,
that nigga said, you remember when I long dicked you and broke your ovary, you crab bitch?
Chicken
hair. See if you can put in D Love with No More Mr. Nice Guy. What he said, Jones?
Yeah.
What Go said?
When?
The bar just now you said?
Oh, remember when I logged in, you broke your ovary, you crab bitch? Mm.
Nasty deal.
Nasty motherfucker, man. Oh, talk fool, bro. Man, they don't D-Love on there, man.
I'm about to see if it's I want to see how you YouTube. Find that song, though, or if it's a true song.
Man.
He was snapping on that shit.
Man, ain't no way he still got that shit out, man.
That'll be dope,
it's
though,
a no
right?
more Mr. Nice got Wu-Tang on YouTube.
Yeah. Play it.
Dying.
Put in Ghostface. No, if
it say Ghostface Killer, yeah. too.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You can turn that beat up, though. I can't really hear the beat, though.
That's it. Oh,
but, this one, the song. But, this
yeah,
one, the show.
That's
the
nigga, though. Yeah,
yeah. This one, the
show. He murk Method Man, though, bro. That nigga say, on the move, on the show, he talking about. Remember that part, B? As he raising the till, he talking
Oh, yeah, say Wu-Tang American Saga.
What you say?
Yeah, Ghostface been giving them them bars, man.
For real.
He say something about Jack and
Jill. What do you think Ghost's best album is, though? What do you think his best album is?
Supreme Clientele.
Okay, all right.
For sure.
As a whole.
Yeah.
Now, I could also say Fish Scale.
Fish Scale was dope.
No, I'm sorry. The Pretty Tony album.
Pretty
tough. Yeah, that's right after Supreme Clientele.
Supreme Clientele, though.
That yeah, was, so, but think about it. He had a 3-year gap in between albums.
You know who I'd love to see in the group? Who? Ghostface and Sheik Looch. Just because I think their voices kind of like, and their styles, you know. Mm. Both of them talk that rah-rah.
Beach ass shit.
Yeah. yeah. Big grimy nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga Sheik said, you looking at me like your jaw won't break.
By ooh. Far, like, by she far.
Talking about, ooh.
like, 2-6, the Assassination Day. Faster Blade. Like these songs, like I still ride. I got the CD in my fucking change in the car. Just, I got 6 CDs and they just to have just in case, you know, something ain't nothing on the satellite and I don't want to listen to my USB shit. I turn a CD on. I got Scarface Untouchable, shit like that. Couple Jay-Z shits. Aquemini.
Is Scarface Untouchable better than that Demetrius album, whatever he had?
I don't know.
That shit slap.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it is to me because Untouchable, Untouchable had Mary Jane and They Smart and Make the World Money, Make the World Go Round, Southside. To me, not it's not better, but I like it.
You like it more.
Yeah, okay. I like Untouchable more because that's what the one Smile on. With him and Tupac, right after Pac died and
one
shit.
One of the best rap songs, too, like ever.
Yeah.
He don't get his respect he deserved.
You know, no, he
by
don't.
By far, he don't.
No, he don't.
Ooh, Scarface?
Yeah, he did it. They did
not,
a show.
He get it from, like, real authentic
from the,
rappers.
From the rappers,
but not the audience. Public. Yeah.
He was, they just did a show in Atlanta Friday, too.
Scarface?
Yeah, he
didn't he just get a kidney or something?
He healed. He did a show.
How little his neck is?
He was down there with Goody Mob, Erykah Badu, all them performers.
Did they do a show in Houston, too?
I don't know. I know they did one in Atlanta Friday.
Okay, I think I saw somebody because they posted a clip of Goody Mob.
He got a podcast with Willie D, and they got some other shit, though.
Ghostface, Raekwon, and I think Jizzle on tour right now, though. They've been touring for the last few months. But Ghostface, like, that Win Awards off that's the hottest. That was the hardest song off of the.
Yeah, Win Awards.
Like, yeah, that might be my favorite.
How that go?
Win Awards?
That's the one off of
yes, the shit is
off the movie.
Yeah. I'm singing out loud. Wu Tang back for more. That's that album.
Okay, then.
Shit was on that movie soundtrack. That was Capadonna's introduction.
That's
like
on
Capadonna.
Don't be a menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood.
Yeah.
That song got before
no.
ice cream?
No.
Now that one made me realize Capadonna down. I said, look at this.
Wait, I heard Capadonna.
Yeah, this one. Yeah. This one
paid my that bit did a little move like that.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, I miss you. Yeah. That was only a hard cousin want to be calling me cousin.
Yeah. Then he had a thing on his neck.
Yeah.
He had a headband around his neck.
Yeah.
And I always wanted me one of them jerseys. I ended up getting a New Jersey Devil one.
Oh, hockey jersey. Yeah. That was when.
Yeah, that was
Hip hop elevate everything. It's like when they get a hip hop video with a jersey, like Snoop did it too.
Yeah,
with hockey jersey, niggas wearing hockey jersey.
Yeah, skinny jeans, everything.
Yeah.
Snapbacks,
trucker hats,
everything,
all of that.
Yeah, this the hardest song off there though.
You got
he killed. Okay. All them niggas killed.
Shout
this
out
shit.
To you guys.
Yeah,
I, my bad, you guys for disrespecting you.
Yeah, all them niggas killed this shit. One though. All
T-Mo
parties,
though, T-Mo Goody.
All parties involved. What you mean,
T-Mo?
What you
about
mean?
Give me your favorite Timo verse.
Timo, I got some Timo verse. What a nigga said.
Okay, he did. Okay, let me take that back.
Yeah, Timo got some shit.
Timo got some shit, especially on that.
I be in Atlanta a lot too.
Especially on that soul food.
Run up on me.
He killed that soul food. But yeah, you guys went off on this. Capadonna by far had the hardest verse.
Of course.
That nigga rapped like 48 bars.
Yeah.
He ain't even doing 16 like everybody else.
Yeah, he went off. Like, I guess he fell into that zone and he told the motherfuckers his phone number and it went on from there, nigga.
Yeah.
So Ghost style don't remind y'all of Sheik a little bit, how he come off?
Ghost talk so fool, man. Like, Ghost talk fool for real.
I guess I don't mean the lyrics, I mean like the cadence kind
of. Oh,
like,
yeah.
I ain't never thought about that until like you said it, but nah, I ain't gonna be able to unhear it.
Uh huh.
Yeah, this one Granny pulled up in the 6-4 in the movie and shit.
This what she was playing?
Yeah. This what she was playing. She was hitting the switches and shit.
Remember that song? Ooh, yeah.
Uh huh.
Ooh, this
ain't what you want, baby. It's
ooh,
what
I forgot
you
about
need,
that.
Method Man was the king of the hooks, though. You seen when they needed some shit, how he did on the show, and that bitch, he dropped that
cash
shit.
Rules everything around
that,
me.
When I said the show make me tear sometimes. I ain't talking about that shit, brought tears in your eyes.
Yeah, because that was.
Cause they putting that bitch together.
Yeah,
bro, like, I'm talking about that.
Yeah, all he said was, yo, Meth, I need a hook.
Maybe you know, go in there and do something.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's it.
That's it. That was on the High School High soundtrack.
High School High.
Yeah.
What that was about?
This
ain't Woo.
This ain't
that
it.
That's it.
Yeah, it is.
That is it.
That
ain't what you want, baby. It's what you need, baby.
That's when they launched the Woo Air line.
Yeah.
The baby tees for the ladies and shit. Chicken
Thighs. Yeah, this is on the High School High soundtrack.
That's the movie I was thinking about.
Yeah, I had the soundtrack. That's how I remember. I had the soundtrack for the song. There was a couple other songs on there too, but this was my shit.
This was the favorite shit on the soundtrack.
Yeah. This is my shit. Yeah, yeah.
Wu Tang had it for a minute, man.
It did.
A strong run.
So,
man.
Purple Tape already had 25 years in.
Yeah, last year. Because I went to see him on their 20th tour. I went to the concert, I went to the show at the Music Farm in Columbia.
And we're still screaming, fuck Cressy.
Ghostface was there.
Everybody loved Jocelyn.
Him and Ghost did that shit, yeah.
You heard me, B?
Huh?
Everybody loved Jocelyn.
I go see Raekwon and Ghost
fuck Cressy
today.
From where the first season.
Light-skinned dude who Cressy killed with the shoes.
Yeah.
Who killed him?
The
Cressy
dude.
Cressy had the people kill him to get a chance.
Yeah, because he stole his shoes.
Your dread nigga.
Oh, the dude with the...
On Wu-Tang?
No. Yeah.
Remember Jocelyn, the light-skinned dude?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Everybody loved Jocelyn.
Yeah, everybody loved Jocelyn.
He was robbing niggas.
No, he robbed Chris.
He robbed
Buddy, the Jamaican dude.
Remember Ghostface flipped that table. Tell that nigga Cressy his business in Stapleton is dead.
Yeah.
I'd rather starve for a Stapleton nigga.
Was that the big nigga that?
The dread nigga.
He tried to sign Raekwon first.
And then he got like, they got raided.
Oh, okay. I got to watch first season again.
Yeah, Power came and got Raekwon ass.
Power,
out
I like that shit. Power said, holler my man for a minute.
Yeah, so as soon as they was walking out.
You know the crazy shit about this now? Like, when I think of the name Power, I think about the dude that played him. I don't think about the real dude.
Yeah.
Who did he play in Belly?
Knowledge.
Knowledge Bone. What's the science, baby?
I didn't even put two and two together that was
Knowledge. That's the real Power.
That's the real Power.
What you mean? So Knowledge was the real Power.
That's the real
nigga
Power.
Who played Knowledge is the real Power.
From Wu. He the real Power that was affiliated with Wu.
Guess who else y'all need to check out? It's an old head. His name Papa Wu. Shout out to Papa Wu too.
Man. Papa Wu. Papa Wu died.
He did.
Yeah. Papa Wu died a few months ago. If not, he died in the last year. Yeah.
Yeah,
all right, man, peace to the God, Papa Wu. Man.
Yeah, he passed away in the last year.
Papa
Wu
will tell you and tell you what you need to know and get you on your shit. Man.
Yeah,
Damn, he dead?
Yeah, man, shout out Papa Wu. Rest in peace, bro.
Man,
but yeah, man, it's been 25 years since we've been rocking that Winter Wars and that Motherless Child and
what else
all
was
that I got is you.
Okay, what else? You.
Daytona 500. Assassination.
Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden.
Fish. Cam A.
Boxing Hand. Cam May was like one of the.
He came out with that.
Yeah, that was his. That was the lead track off of there, because Motherless Child was on that soundtrack. Love never.
What nothing harder than that? All I Got Is You, though. Yeah. That one. That one. Yeah.
Just another helpless fool in love is what I am. The RZA just was.
Man, come on, I do remember this,
bro. I know you do. They had a video for it. He's come on Rap City. It was in the top 10 for a long time. These boys killed this shit. It's one of the smoothest.
It's so grimy and rugged. And you know what I'm saying? Like,
you know how we do. What's happening? Lock, say nothing. I'm just hibernating. Pour me some scotch.
This song just sound like street harassment.
You know
what's up, bitch?
It sound like hip hop.
That would have sounded like.
It sound like rap.
Man, I heard this song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Welcome to the Music Jones Podcast, my brother. Hey. This is what we do. When you listen, you'll hear a lot more shit you ain't heard in a long time. Cause all this shit go like this type of music. I don't know if it'll come back as hard as it was for us, but them Griselda niggas, Benny the Butcher, Conway,
get it closer to Wu,
Stove Guy Cooks.
I never heard him. I heard you talk about him, but yeah. I never listened to
like
him.
Like,
tell Virgil put a brick on my brick.
38 special. That's Westside. I had him listening to the Dr. Bird shit.
They got some drip.
What was she going to do?
Them niggas got some drip.
Them niggas, I told the nigga, Westside one of the flyest niggas I have
seen. And Sideways Mouth.
Yeah, come
that bitch had that shit on.
They was on him. He had that shit on. He wore a skirt, goddamn.
Oh no.
No, yeah, he did.
He wore a skirt a couple months.
It was a kilt.
I
gave him a kilt.
It was Alexander McQueen shit. And somebody tried to say something to him about it. And his niggas stupid. Them niggas don't give a fuck about that shit. You know how much money he probably got paid to wear that shit? And that be the shit like we as regular people don't think about it.
Yeah, how much?
Nah, we think about it.
Yeah,
just,
how much?
It just will you sell your soul for riches and gold?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And every man with my mind, soul, and my body.
Every man got that, you know.
Yeah.
If you like it, I love it. But to each his own, you know.
Damn,
I wear a skirt if you got that money. Match my Jordans.
Yeah,
no, I wouldn't do
but
that.
But they give me that 30. Like I said, 38.
Y'all look at me. Y'all should have seen.
They could off now. Look,
three niggas look at me simultaneously like they had the shit choreographed when I said that shit.
Ew.
This nigga tripping. This nigga was a joke, man.
Nigga be like this. Wait, you said again?
Tell you what.
Say it one more time.
Happy birthday to Ghostface's first kid, solo kid. Anyway, I like you know the fact that I'm still here, and I can put this shit in. And either I can go back to the time it was made,
mm-hmm.
or you can't even tell that when it was made.
Oh yeah, I wonder what that Dennis Rodman would say about what Dennis Rodman would say about Ghostface first album.
Dennis Rodman think about the Ghostface. The Wu Tang money got a PPP loan. They got a show and everything. Michael Jordan play basketball. They shoot. What? Scottie Pippen. Let me tell you something, brother. Oh yeah.
Oh god. I had to throw that alley real quick.
Oh man.
I didn't know the Wu-Tang was pretty good, but me older the bastard. We had some low nights. No nights. Jukebox.
Oh man, it was on that jukebox.
Later.
Oh shit, my bad.
Oh man, but yeah, that's a nigga.
Oh god,
we was 15 when that shit came out.
Wow.
When what?
Ghostface shit came out.
You weren't 15.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm talking about me and Lil.
It's not y'all young boys.
Yeah, yeah,
I was about to fifth grade with the cassette.
That ain't came out before the Wu Tang album.
No, we was 15. No, when this came out, I was 15.
When the Wu-Tang album came out,
we was like,
I was in middle school.
I was in like second, third grade.
Yeah, I was
you
in,
that much younger than
I was in seventh,
second, third grade when Wu-Tang came out.
I was in sixth
out.
Or seventh grade. No,
Wu-Tang
yeah, because I had the single. I had the tape. I brought the single from Ray's Music on.
The album came out in '93.
So this came out before Built for Cuban Links.
No,
this came out after. Built for Cuban Links came out August '95.
This came out '96.
This came out October '96.
So yeah, we was 15.
Yeah, I was a sophomore.
Well, I might have been in seventh grade then.
I was driving every day, everything by now.
I can remember when Built for Cuba Link came out. I was going to Southside Middle School. Yeah. Soul Food came out around that time too.
94, 95, 95. Yeah, you was in middle school.
Y'all niggas
close to
like seventh grade or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Y'all niggas going on like y'all eighth presidential campaign.
Yeah, seen a lot of presidents.
Yeah.
Reagan.
Seen a lot of niggas.
Well,
I ain't never seen no damn Ronald. What year he Ronald Reagan ran in?
Like the 85.
He was our president when we was born.
In the early Reagan, 80s. No, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
Reagan. Mm-hmm.
He was president from 80, from 80 to 88. 81 to 88. Some
first
shit.
President I remember.
No.
George Bush.
He was
first president. One I remember.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Right,
yeah. I was about to say.
Then Bush. Then Bush.
No, no, no.
Bush won in 88.
Bill Clinton.
The original George Bush. The first.
Oh, the dad.
Yeah, he won in 88.
Yeah.
Then Bill Clinton. I remember him
growing up.
I remember that George
Bill Clinton was 92 to 2000.
I remember his wife more than him with them damn Just Say No Drugs.
Then Junior. Then Junior was 2000 to 08.
Yeah.
Then Obama was 08 to 16.
Then Donna.
Then
Donna was the first one in a while that only had a 4-year stint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody else had eight.
Donna coming back next year the way Joe Biden got this motherfucker.
George Senior. George Senior didn't get his eight. Clinton Robin.
It ain't even him though. Anyway, this ain't politics. Yeah. We need a politics show on the network.
Yeah.
Somebody speak politics.
It ain't Biden.
Can't really. Talk about rappers without talking about politics. These niggas be at the White House now.
You hear this right here, boy?
This was
this
different.
Right here, man. This album right. Actually, that and that Bill for Cuban Link.
Yeah, that was not all that
think
shit.
About
came out
I said, if I was at Southside in seventh grade, that shit that kind of took me on over to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I was on.
Little Johnny himself from his bunk bed.
I was going to the ninth grade in 95.
Yeah,
when
BB?
This came out, I was
did they thing.
T-Mo killed this one.
Yeah.
You asked for a verse.
T-Mo went off on this one.
But, of course, Guilt killed that. Let me get the chocolate. Niggas from down on the ground and hanging around the A-Town.
Looking for a come up.
Working a 9 to 5 just to get some change so T-Mo can stay alive.
Not greedy and living lavish shit. But when that when I do,
nobody from my crew will lie forget. If I start to come up and come up off some change, I won't change.
Everybody know they down. It's not the same every day.
Jones, you talking about he can't rap.
So, I can't. I can rap somebody else shit. I ain't write that. I can rap the hell out of that shit after I listen to it a million times.
I ain't lying.
They would be a part of this mess because the system got us fucked up. They put it to the test, women and men. If you black, you in. Food for the soul. Listen to what I tell you. It don't matter, young or old. Time we look up
and do shit like we supposed.
We kill each other over bullshit and some clothes. We start off in this world society with no place else to
go. He was slept on.
Now how you feel?
Frustrated.
Irritated.
Now he talk. He be talking
be too
that
numb.
Shit. But hey, Cujo. Sometime. Cujo be talking that shit.
Cujo. And my little cub Mark Twain.
Yeah, he be talking that shit. Yeah.
My crud ball big knee.
Looking real good, like two slices of bread between the
right.
Shout a little good with them hairy legs.
Wish I could cut you up.
But my stomach come before said.
A high full of holes.
Yeah, right. This shit, but this was the beginning of that. Like now I know some niggas that sound like this.
Talking about rapping,
yeah. Like, but I know some niggas that talk like that. That when this was like one of the first times.
Yeah, one time, hold on, John, hold on.
When them niggas get to rapping,
them
niggas sound like niggas from the country. It's all like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why I started liking them, because they sounded like people I knew.
Because I used to go to Brantley.
I live for the day, motherfucker, another hour. I might be sour, never know my day, so I'm praying in the shower. Look up and thank the Lord for forgiving. He's looking for bad, I'm looking for good in the Southwest. God bless my neighborhood.
People killing. You know the music good when the nigga just stop whatever the fuck he was saying and just start rapping it.
That boy CeeLo killed this, though.
I used to go to fucking I was playing baseball that summer at D.A. Garrett Field and shit, playing Little League with Brantley there.
R.I.P. to that field.
Yeah, so I used to be at their crib playing fucking Bulls versus Lakers on fucking Sega Genesis and shit.
Right. Shout out to the Sega Genesis.
But it's summertime, so it's a shitload of us over there down in their basement and shit on Hills Avenue and shit. Shout out Mr. Jet. Mm-hmm. Appreciate all the food y'all fed me. But we would have practice in the afternoon, but I'd go over there about 12.
About 12.
You know what I'm saying?
About 12.
We ain't got practice till about 4 or 5.
Come on, so my stomach came in full basketball.
When them boys started playing this shit, man, I was like, what in the hell is this shit? So I had to go to Wallace, my big cousin June. Shout out June. Had to go to him. I was like, hey, man, what is
it?
So now I'm riding around with them, getting, you know, we ride around chilling with him. Reggie mentioned, shout out
Sometimes
June.
I don't even know how I'm going to eat.
$20 away from being on the street. Shit.
Might see a nigga on TV.
Yeah, them boys just
to,
like
you said you on there.
The boys then straight they, rapping. They told about me what normal it was.
Damn, uh-huh. Got
shopping at Goodwill. And the lights on.
It could be nice to have more. But I kind of like being poor. At least I know what my friends here for. I want a lot of you sometime, but I can't. I want to tell you that it's all good, but it ain't. Uh-huh. It's niggas hurting and uncertain about if they gonna make it or not.
That's why they got niggas killing, feeling like they coming up off a little
dope they sold. You get some gold, but we won't make it as a whole.
Cause without you, there'd be no me. And without the unity, there would never be any happiness. You can smoke a pound of sex, but it still won't relieve your stress. God bless.
Watch the goat.
The goat, he come in, he tell a man, listen, y'all got to kill that beat Billy halfway status. Through this. Outcast, I was born, wasn't
born of the horn that would come to haunt me like man, like
for the bike that sent me through a lot of ups and downs like it ain't nothing. Like elevators, but I ain't the one that's pushing the buttons.
13th floor. No 13th floor.
Ain't no 13th floor.
He the first one put me on that shit.
Still smoking, yep. still drinking. Now we sit before we 4 a.m. thinking, and in reality, the world is like a ball full of players. Nobody. We trapped off in this maze. The walls lay the maze on the way up. It's the tightest game that you can down. Yeah. Pistol balls and the pistol fall by the wayside.
Nobody would die in
cops and robbers when we used to play ride.
This came out after or before ATLs.
Before
ATLs.
This was the in between.
And look, it's,
this was. This came out. This probably came out right before the Source Awards.
Oh, okay.
So this what he was doing then. So right after Source Awards, they either came out right after the Source Awards, somewhere around there, and then that's when ATL got created.
That's crazy.
Because fucking Still Standing was fucking outstanding. Like them boys' first two albums just fucking certified classics to me. Still like I'm talking about from fucking beginning to end. Cover the fucking cover. You ain't got to skip a goddamn song.
You don't got to.
Black Ice. The first one got 19.
On the radio
That's it. You know what I'm saying? But Cover the Fucking Cover, Soul Food, and Still Standing are two fucking albums that you can turn on, and you ain't got to touch the motherfucker. Just like with ATLNs and Aquemini to me. Like those two are certified fucking classics to me at this point in my life. Like where I'm at now, because the way these new albums, they so short. So if I got a long trip and I want something to get me to where I'm going, hell, I know I can throw on one of them and make it. Cause Soul Food, fucking 19 song. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Still Standing, hey, 15.
You know on that song just now when Dre said the only one they feel was William Wayne's?
Uh-huh.
That shit crazy, cause like we from South Carolina. We don't even know who that is. Really, that's his name is Wayne Williams. Y'all, you might know, you know, but he was like, they say he was abducting little kids from the back.
Uh-huh.
But you know, this long story about that shit, proof been told him to the day. That was like the white people doing that shit, but they just blamed him, and he really wasn't a motherfucker.
Well,
did that shit.
He did kill somebody though. He killed at least one person. He killed a grown person.
Mm, a grown person, but not
they
grown
was trying
kids.
To, they were trying to.
It's a whole lot of stuff. It's a podcast about that called Atlanta Monster, and they go in the whole case. It even got him talking on there or whatever. But yeah,
they had curfew. Like you was a kid, you couldn't be outside. Couldn't be out. They made that shit a big deal.
It was
like,
a real big deal.
Man. And kind of find out it wasn't even Wayne Williams, bro.
That's fucking crazy.
Nigga from Bankhead somewhere. He like from the hood part of Georgia. Yeah.
That's crazy. They always
but they was they from down there, so they would have known about that.
But like, I just think I'd be rapping that shit. I'd be like, damn, people don't know who Wayne Williams is, really. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Like, you from Atlanta, you know.
Yeah.
Well, y'all know, you know. I don't know how you stumbled across that though, but
no, I don't know. And then they also did a
down
the
rabbit hole.
Yeah. HBO thing. Now you know it was a podcast, so you know I do podcasts. So.
Well, I fell down my Oomph Count rabbit hole last week, and I had a good time.
Walk it out, Oomph Count.
I walk it out like Usher.
Sam and Sam, Intoxicated.
Oh, Oomph.
Baby D.
How you know about that? How you know about that?
What you mean? I've been listening to that shit since I was in high school.
Yeah, me too. But I'm talking about how you know about it in Florence. Because when I just come back down from Atlanta from the summertime from my daddy's house. I bring Intoxicated, Knuckle Up, boy.
Yeah, that was my shit.
Who else it was? Like you say,
Baby D.
No.
Sam and Sam.
Sam and Sam, of course. Raheem the Dream.
Uh-huh, yeah. I fuck with the most
Kilo Ali.
Kilo Ali.
I just come down here with that shit from Georgia.
Yeah.
You know, they went straight New York shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this? I mean, that bit, love in your mind.
Damn right. That my shit. Damn right. We done played that on
before. Before Outkast even got on that bit.
Yeah, check it out. My big cousin used to run strip club. Shout out to Fantasy Island on Two Knots Road, Columbia, South Carolina. Little pink building at the bottom of the hill. But Big G was the DJ, and I went in there. And he used to always play some. He's like, J-Lo, I got something for you tonight. And he put me onto that. First thing he played was Intoxicated.
Which then one?
He
start, Knuckle Up?
No, he started Intoxicated was the first
Don't
one I heard.
With me, I'm intoxicated.
I can barely breathe. Mm-hmm. This one right, yeah, this shit right here. So I'm
Where
sitting.
You got to be from Atlanta. To know
I'm sitting thing. In the strip club. I'm fucking 17 years old. I ain't supposed to be the motherfucker. I'm sitting in the strip club. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, cause he know I got them speakers in the car and all that shit. He like, nigga, you like that type of shit. So he gave me a fucking tape. Gave me the tape. Gave me the Baby D shit. The Off the Chain, Baby D album Off the Chain, shit. But the Knuckle Up Boy, Intoxicated.
It was another
East Side versus East Side West Side.
Yeah, East Side Ho.
Not Knuckle Up. What's the shit? Back Up with him and Pastor Troy. Back
Pastor Troy.
Yeah, like
we used to go to club. I went down my Georgia.
That oomp camp because I used to hear the shit in the strip club. But that's how I knew about it. That's how I actually met Reese McCampbell because he was from Lathonia.
Yep, Reese from my
from went to state. Right,
I see him
state,
all the time. And dig it. We'll go to thing.
He came. I'm in my room.
BK now. Shout out to Reese and BK.
So I BK drive truck time. Right.
Light skinned BK. Yeah, Raffner.
From Manning.
They was teachers when I seen them nigga last.
Okay. All right.
Teaching at some school or some shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, goddamn. I had the shit pumping in my room. I was listening to fucking Sam and Sam. Had that shit blasted. And
you know,
I stayed
that?
In Bethay. This nigga came and knocked on my door, him and A-Rock. What's up, fellas? Reese and A-Rock. A-Rock played receiver. Reese played quarterback.
Yeah, you from Georgia?
Yeah, we both was from, well, we all was freshmen. And boy, I say, Reese came to us. I said, Shawty, where you from, Shawty? I was like, huh? He said, where you from, folk? I said, I'm from Dallas. You know what I'm saying? I don't know that ATL talk like that. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker talking to him. He's like, shit. How you know about Sam and Sam, Shawty? I said, my big cousin run a club in Columbia, and the DJ be putting me on this shit. He's like, shit. I said, man, don't nobody know about him but niggas from the crib.
For real.
So you all right with me? He said, man, we can come in and drink these beers with you? Shit, come on. Boy, I have a six pack of honey. Y'all come on, sit down, brother. Yeah, shit.
Like them. Player
fly. Had it black and miles and shit. Yeah, so I met two new people. Like, mm-hmm. Them boys came and knocked on my door just because of what I was listening to.
Yeah.
And look.
Like, real shit.
I tell you now, if I'd have heard you playing that shit, I'd have been asked, I'd have gone knocking door like, bro,
yeah.
Let me see, find out who the hell playing
this. Them boys came and knocked on my fucking door,
like
man.
Like I said, you got to be from... And then you got to be from the east side or the west side.
Yeah.
South side wasn't jumping in Atlanta.
Them boys came and knocked on my fucking door about that oomp camp shit, man. But I didn't understand it until I got old. I was like... That shit makes sense now because now music ain't regional like that no more.
Right.
You can't tell where a motherfucker from by just by what you listening to. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
But, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I met a couple of niggas like from New York. Over 50 Cent.
Yeah, listening to shit like they know
nigga,
about.
How you know about a New York
you know
underground
about,
artist?
Yeah, how you know about shit like that? Yeah.
That's crazy. But now, like you said, music ain't regional no more.
No, it's not.
The internet.
And how regional that shit was, like I said, back then when that was going on, like you said, that East Side, West Side, so remember, like I'm telling you, bro, back then in Atlanta, it was just the hood parts of the town was just the east side and the west side. It wasn't the south side, definitely not the north side, even though it ain't now. Because the south side didn't come about till they tore the projects down. So they tore the projects down, they had to move the niggas on out there. Yeah. So that's why you hear now a lot of rappers from the south side. You're two-train and shit like that. But like you say, it's even more regional than just Atlanta. That shit regional to just like the east side and the west side of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Them boys was
jumping in the strip clubs around here in South Carolina.
It's another group that used to be out with them boys on that oomp camp back then. It was Intoxicated. It was
That was the name of the group. Intoxicated.
Yeah, but I'm saying it was another group that was just fire. I know it was Sammy Sam.
Sammy Sam, Baby D. I can't remember who else. But yeah, they was out with Lil Jon and them niggas. But I went down that rabbit hole.
Like, you
boy,
couldn't go
I
to
a
party without hearing that Baby D East Side, West Side.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling
you. Atlanta back in the day.
Shit.
What they know about that EASTS? Like,
that nigga first CD, because I had the CD. I went and fucking ordered the CD from Manifest in fucking Florence.
Did he get indicted on the BMS shit?
No.
Because I ain't hear from him in a minute, but I know
he made something a few years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he ain't getting indicted in that shit. Hell no, man. Thank God, everybody ain't go down with the shit. But, yeah, shout out to them oomp camp niggas. Had a late 90s, early 2000s on Smash down there in Georgia.
OG oomp camp, because niggas will think Big Unk, what his name is?
Yeah, walk Big Unk, walk it out, that's it. No,
damn, that's what I said, too.
Yeah, that. But this is pre.
It's like what made the label.
Yeah, because, I'm sorry. I left off the most important people. DJ Jelly and MC fucking us all. DJ Jelly used to make the hardest fucking mixtapes, man.
Booty shaking music.
Oh, my God. DJ Jelly used to have the hardest fucking mixtapes, man. Yo, shout out. If anybody got down listening to me and y'all got some DJ Jelly shits in a box, I know y'all still got y'all CDs because our generation, we throw shit away, but shit that we know might be of use later, or we might just be like, fuck it, let me check that out. We still got it. If anybody got some DJ Jelly somewhere, some CDs, some DVDs or something, man, holler at your boy, man. I wouldn't mind listening to some good old Jelly.
I can tell you what song gonna be on that bitch. Shouty Freak a Little
Sound. Shouty Freak a Little Sound. You can best believe it, man. That shit is definitely gonna be on there.
Like I say, man, I remember going, being from Florence. Like I said, we go to the skate ring on Sundays. Mm-hmm. Nobody skate.
No.
We just run the church.
That's it. That's it. Yeah.
That was our club.
I take
that
my
was
ass our to club. Atlanta every summer, man. Your ass had to know how to skate and be good going. If you want to get some girls, you better know how to skate.
Because them motherfuckers is out there skating. That shit huge.
To that era right there, those songs like that and Intoxicated and shit. That's a memory, man.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. And that's the crazy shit because, nigga, I was not getting on the fucking skates.
I had to learn.
Yeah. Cause you got, cause that shit different.
Atlanta made me learn how to swim and skate.
I know how to skate a little bit. I know how to skate enough not to fall.
Think about it, bro. When the hell would you go skating if you were somebody from Florence or Dallas?
Monday night,
birthday party,
Wednesday nights at Skateland USA.
Cause see, only time we used to go to the skate ring was Sunday nights when we didn't have school
on Monday. Yeah,
cause that turned into the club.
See, like birthday parties and shit. It's a birthday party. People used to have birthday parties, Skateland and shit. And then the school used to take us every now and then.
Wednesday night, DJ Boogie. USA.
Do all skating rinks got that one dude that just be dancing all through the world?
Skating his ass up, bobbing through.
Y'all remember
doing tricks and shit.
My man with the Jerry curl. Yeah. At Skateland, y'all gotta remember my man. He used to be out that
referee shirt on and shit.
He used to be out that motherfucker.
Oh, nice with it. Every old head that can skate, get what they song is. Y'all want this party started right?
Set it on.
Let us skate right there.
Bow. In the same spot doing that
move. You pay about a nigga like this. Like you on ice and shit. That bitch.
Smooth with it.
Chilling. Yeah, we'll catch me out there getting embarrassed, nigga. Hell no.
But big ups to Atlanta for teaching my country ass how to swim and how to skate. Because you weren't getting no girls, you can do neither one of them in the summertime.
Yeah,
bro.
Buddy.
Yeah, I know how to swim. Go to the swimming pool every day, skate ring on the weekend.
I know how to swim like a fish, but I can't skate like that. But man, Grant, I appreciate you joining me again, brother.
Yeah, man, I appreciate the opportunity and invite, man. It was fun, man.
Tell them where they can find you. Yeah, man. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You will.
Oh, yeah, man. So, yeah, Grant Williams. I'll give the IG this time. I didn't give it last time. But it's grant.michaels.the.author on IG. And then, like I said before, looking for car insurance, home insurance, life insurance. Feel free to give me a call, 843-453-5257.
Doogie
the rapper on all platforms, man.
It's your boy Jones, and you can leave us an email at the Music Jones Pod. Oh, yeah. My guy over here to my left.
I don't matter, y'all. I'll be here.
Appreciate you.
My homeboy front pocket.
Your smarts on that board, pocket. Sir.
Hey, yeah. check out the Insecure Podcast on the DJ Blaze radio show. We do that every week, Insecure. We recap. So, yeah, that's what I got going on. Anyway, go ahead.
That's the show with girl, man.
Yeah.
They got on her ass.
They did.
By the AK.
That's stupid. That's another story for another day.
But let me give y'all boys y'all flowers, man. I gotta, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, y'all props, man. Y'all boys been consistent with this thing, doing it well. Love to hear, man. Congratulations.
Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it, man. Hopefully we'll get you back on sometime in the near future, man. But yeah, the Music Jones Podcast at gmail.com. The Music Jones Podcast on Instagram.
You got me jam. I hear you be.
JP Jones 81 on Instagram, Julian Jones on Facebook, Real Juice Jones on Twitter.
Jones,
appreciate y'all.
Jones put
boy Peace.
The After Midnight voice on for that, Jones.
Yeah, get the Jones.
I'll let you, boy.
So I walked up to her and I said, what's up? How you doing? You the girl I've been pursuing all night long. So won't you be like a dog and get this bone?